This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Federal authorities are investigating the cause of a small single-engine plane crash that occurred Sunday afternoon in Broomfield, Metro Denver. There was no damage or injuries to people on the ground. However, both passengers were killed in the crash. Get ready for 5 years of construction on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. The Colorado Department of Transportation is preparing to expand I-70 with a new toll lane that starts at Floyd Hill. From there, the lane will go west for about 7 miles. CDOT's Kurt Kianka says it will eliminate a notorious pinch point that currently slows traffic.
This project has the potential to reduce travel time by over an hour through the project area during peak travel times.
The lane expansion and other improvements are scheduled to kick off next spring. The estimated cost is $700 million. Colorado's unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.6% in April. That's the lowest it's been in more than 2 years. Leisure and hospitality added the most private sector jobs, and no industries reported significant monthly declines. The labor force precipitation rate rose to almost 70%. Colorado's congressional delegation insists they're not giving up the fight to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs. This despite a recent Pentagon report calling former President Trump's decision to move the command to Alabama, quote, reasonable. In a letter to a Senate committee this week, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says the biggest obstacle standing in the way of relocating the command to his state is, quote, sore loser syndrome. Right now in Denver, it's 58 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Vail, it's 44 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 66 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.